When a child throws a tantrum in the grocery store or refuses to do homework, most parents immediately ask, "What's wrong with my child?" But what if we've been asking the wrong question all along? What if the real question is, "What's this moment trying to teach me about myself?" This revolutionary perspective forms the foundation of Dr. Shefali Chhabari's approach to parenting, one that has captivated millions, including celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Pink. The radical premise? Your child isn't the problem. Your consciousness is. Every parenting challenge becomes not an obstacle, but an invitation to personal growth and spiritual awakening. When you erupt in anger at your child's refusal to attend an event, it's rarely about their behavior. It's your unresolved past speaking through you. Our children serve as mirrors reflecting our deepest insecurities and wounds. When feeling helpless or anxious with them, we often project our pain outward. The ego, that protective shield developed in childhood, creates a false persona we mistake for our identity. Parenting from this fearful self disconnects us from our children's authentic being. Your anxiety about test scores or anger over small messes aren't expressions of concern, but manifestations of fear. Traditional parenting techniques like punishment or counting to 10 fail because they focus on controlling the child rather than addressing underlying dynamics. Conscious parenting instead focuses on changing ourselves, recognizing that with the right conditions, children naturally evolve toward higher consciousness. They offer insights not through grand epiphanies, but through ordinary moments that humble us and invite growth. Children don't need awakening. They're already awake. Our role isn't to mold them, but to avoid dulling their natural presence with our expectations and fears. Notice how your child becomes completely absorbed, examining a leaf or playing with sand? That's the state of presence many adults spend years in meditation trying to recapture. The fundamental parent-child conflict stems from different time orientations. Parents fixate on the future, while children naturally inhabit the present. Our culture's demand for constant achievement pushes children from one activity to another, fearing they'll miss out on future success. This rushing disconnects them from their natural presence. What children truly need isn't material possessions or expensive experiences, but to feel seen and worthy for who they are, not just what they accomplish. When these needs are met, they develop natural self-empowerment. Only by separating our fantasies of who they should be from who they actually are can we allow their true essence to flourish. Our parenting beliefs stem from what I call parental Kool-Aid, cultural myths that block genuine connection with our children. The first myth suggests parenting is about the child, but this perspective is backward. Obsessing over raising exceptional children prevents us from accepting who they truly are right now. The second myth claims successful children must be ahead of the curve, turning childhood into a competition. Parents transform fun activities into achievement-oriented pursuits from infancy. This trophy child mentality reflects parents' need for validation rather than concern for authentic development. The third myth categorizes children as good or bad. Society praises obedient, compliant children, essentially those who make our lives easier. Defiant children are often simply defending themselves. Strong-willed children aren't bad, they're clear-minded and powerful, typically feeling unheard. We expect more from our children than we demand of ourselves. When they forget homework, we overreact, ignoring how often we lose keys or miss deadlines. Conscious parents focus less on compliance and more on whether their child expresses themselves freely and feels safe telling truth without fear of shame. What exactly is presence? It's like trying to describe colors to someone who's never seen them. It can only be experienced. Presence means being fully aware of your present moment, suspending thoughts, ideas, and beliefs. The clash of time zones, we live in past or future, while children live in the present, causes most parent-child dysfunction. Children intuitively understand impermanence. Unlike adults, they don't carry baggage from days, weeks, or years ago. They forgive, forget grievances, and embrace new experiences with enthusiasm. This genius for flowing between states often frustrates parents who can't comprehend how quickly a child's mood can transform with just a hug or kind word. Silence is one of our greatest untapped allies. When parents ask practical questions like, "What should I do if my child left the toothpaste open?" I consistently respond, "Say nothing for 5 minutes." This advice often triggers alarm. Parents worry I'm taking away their rights or endorsing negative behavior. But this pause doesn't mean inaction. It allows space for wisdom to surface, resisting rushed judgments and allowing optimal responses to emerge. Creating appropriate boundaries is parenting's most challenging aspect. Children need structure and predictability, yet with room for spontaneity. Clear, consistent, compassionate boundaries eliminate the need for disciplinary strategies, though many parents are either too rigid or too hesitant with limits. Children test boundaries to discover where real limits lie, quickly sensing parental inconsistency, especially when parents fear not being liked. What they truly need is clarity. "Hey, parent, can you tell me what the deal is? I'm only testing to see if you know what you're talking about." Most parental boundaries stem from fatigue or anxiety rather than purpose. Life-enhancing boundaries help children develop resilience through respect for oneself, hygiene, sleep, respect for one's environment, tidiness, respect for one's mind, education, and respect for family and community, social connection. I oppose timeouts and punishment. Children learn through absorption and osmosis, not verbal instructions or reprimands. For our values to transfer to our children, we must radiate them through our being with unmistakable clarity. We often define ourselves and our children through external labels, gender, race, social class, or perceived attributes like athletic or artistic. When we limit ourselves to traditional parental roles rather than spiritual mentors, we restrict our children's individuation and our capacity for mutual relationships. A spiritual mentor parents with awareness, asking, "What aspect of their development needs attention now? And how can I evolve my consciousness to help my children become their authentic selves?" A vital parenting skill is providing an emotional container when children's energy becomes destructive. By staying grounded during their emotional storms, we show that intense feelings eventually pass. This requires accessing our own sacred still space, like Earth's grounding energy, a cathedral's reverence, or the ocean's expansiveness. Conscious parenting isn't about perfection, but presence. Your children aren't here to fulfill your dreams, but to live their own. They aren't vessels to be filled with knowledge, but fires to be lit with purpose. As you embrace this truth, parenting becomes less about controlling outcomes and more about witnessing a human spirit unfolding. This awakening offers parenting's greatest gift, healing yourself while helping your child become whole.